Hawaiian Fantasies. Come with us to Hawaii, Isle of Golden Dreams. Our music brings thoughts of days gone by, romantic days when Hawaii was young, when this paradise, cradled in the arms of a restless sea, was an untouched jewel, sparkling in the rays of a kindly sun. Her legends are many, but none more beautiful than the story of Kokila and the spirit of the sea. Natives of Hawaii know that the sea is friendly to them, and they love the sea as an eternal mother. But to Kokila was given a love greater than any man had known, for to him the ocean was mother, father, and sweetheart. He looked at no maiden. His eyes were only for the warm, blue sea. Kokila was the strongest swimmer in all the islands, and for hours he would dive and swim, reveling in his beloved waters, his lithe, supple body gleaming darkly in the crystal clear lagoon. So great was his love that the gods gave him magic powers, enabling him to stay beneath the surface as long as he wished, and a speed greater than any fish of the sea. So Coquila became a fisherman, catching the fish by swimming after them and grasping them in his hands. One day he noticed a beautiful colored fish following him, and he tried to catch it, but it eluded even his agile hands. And from that day on, whenever Coquila swam, the beautiful fish followed him. One day, Coquila caught the beautiful colored fish in his strong hands, and he thought he heard the sound of weeping, and lo, the fish turned into a lovely maiden as he held it fast. In his surprise, Coquila freed her, and she spoke to him. She was a spirit of the sea who had fallen in love with Coquila and followed him wherever he went. Then love came to Coquila, for he knew this was the answer to his dreams of the sea. And from that day on, this strange love affair continued, for they knew they could not be together until Coquila cast off his mortal body. But they were happy, secure in the arms of the sea they both loved. Months passed. Then one morning, Coquila and a fellow native were paddling a canoe over the lagoon. His companion noticed a beautiful colored fish following them and swept it up in his net. Coquila gave a strangled cry of rage and fought, but the native stabbed Coquila with his fish knife, and again that strange sound of weeping came from the sea. In the scuffle, the net had fallen overboard, allowing the colored fish to escape. So it came to pass that as the lifeless body of Coquila plunged into the sea, disappearing slowly in its translucent depths, the native saw a beautiful maiden come swimming up from below, enfolding Coquila in her arms. Then they both sank from sight in the blue waters, and the sound of weeping ceased. For Coquila had wed the spirit of the sea at last. And so we leave beautiful Hawaii with her songs and her legends to return soon on the magic wings of our dream ship. Until then, aloha oi.